Live from the greatest golf course in the greatest city in the greatest state in the greatest country in the second greatest planet in the universe, it is episode number 27?
I'm going 27.
Of Midday with Trey and BK. I am Trey Elling, fully unprepared for today's live intro. Back in the studio today, he is the Greek god of production and far and away the best producer here at the radio station. He is Zach with an H. Christo. Zach, how's it going back there?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
And of course, the one Jew in a sea of Gentiles here at the Horn. He is the sports radio prodigy, Brad Kellner.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
That guy sucks. Pick a side.
Pick a team.
Number three.
Pick a testament.
No yelling on the bus.
How you doing, buddy?
Pick a testament. Pick a side.
You've been on live radio for a while today already.
Absolutely. This is hour number five of hour six, but it's hour number one of Midday with Trey and BK. That is all that matters, my man.
Yeah.
But it is, we are outside at the beautiful Lost Pines Hyatt Resort. Hyatt Lost Pines, I believe, is how most people would word those three words.
Hyatt Lost Pines and Wolf Dancer is the
Dancer.
Golf course.
Oh, this place, this course is beautiful. I've had the privilege of getting to play on this course, or at least try to. I mean, end up losing 10 or so balls on the front nine, and I just get so upset I start drinking and smoking out on the course. That's just kind of the end of it for me. But this is a beautiful course. It is a beautiful day. It's going to be nice and hot for a 1 o'clock shotgun, but there's a lot of people coming around already. It's going to be a good turnout, and you can see, just looking around, all the work that Bucky Godbolt has put into this thing. This is a phenomenal event year after year, the 17th annual Mullet Open. Just looking at the list of sponsors, too, on these banners. I mean, the Buck has worked 364 days to get to this day. And just excited to be a part of this, man. This is my first Mullet Open. It's fun to be out here.
Bucky is the hardest working man in Austin for a lot of different reasons, but especially the Mullet Open. And proceeds for today are benefiting the Burke Center for Youth. That's a great cause. Maybe we can get Bucky on in a little bit to talk about that. I know he's done plenty of that on the morning show, but we'd love to hear it one more time. You mentioned all the sponsors, Rudy's, Cavender's Academy, Golden Chick, Callaway, so many more that want to be a part of this each and every year. And I tried to get a foursome a couple weeks after they opened registration to get things going.
No,
nope. You got to sign up ASAP. Otherwise, you don't have a chance other than just maybe to come out and hang out and listen to us talk on the air for a few hours while everybody else is out on the golf course.
Which is probably the worst thing ever. I wouldn't suggest you do that.
Pretty terrible.
But if you do come out, we do have it's going to be a nice lunch provided by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. I think a little after 12 and then dinner by Golden Chick. So if you're into either of those places, want to meet us, and boy, this silent auction and just all the auction, the raffle that Bucky's got going on.
Come be
a part of this, man.
All these jerseys over there.
You got signed jerseys. You got canoes out there. You've got a riding lawnmower. You've
smoker.
Got weed eaters. You've got a 70-inch TV, a smoker. You got signed jerseys. There's all kinds of Tito's vodka. I mean, there's just everything your heart desires out here. So come check it out. And, you know, where we are, we're in the shade, and there's a bunch of fans. So you don't have to be sitting out in the sun. We can make do out here. We're all right.
This is nice. I was sweating just walking from my car over to the clubhouse, but as soon as I got under the shade, you mentioned the fans overhead. It feels great inside here.
I don't know about great. I mean, if you walk inside when it's actually air conditioning, it's a little bit better in there. But
I'm a little bit of a lizard, though, so I like when the temperatures are in like the mid-80s to mid-90s. I'm okay with that. It's when it starts getting over 100 is when it gets a little bit too sweltering for me.
There you go. That is fair, but got a great show today, man. Excited.
We do have a great show. The jerseys that are signed and up for auction include Earl Campbell, Alex Bregman. That's a Spurs jersey over there. Is that
Jonathan Simmons?
Yeah. And then Ricky Williams, who may be joining us sometime in the noon hour. He's flying in right now to Austin to take part in things this afternoon here at the Mullet Open. And so Ricky may be joining us afternoon, which would be a really cool thing for me. Ricky is my all-time favorite Texas Longhorn football player. And I've had the chance to speak with him over the years, and he's a cool dude to boot. He is somebody who, despite the criticism of some, has done things his way over time, and that includes at one point spurning the NFL big bucks to live the life that he wanted to, and I have a ton of respect for him for that. Just in terms of memories from the college football field, he provided me as many as any. I was a I was a student at UT at the time that he was here.
Oh, wow.
For at least part of that. So it'll be really cool to get to speak with Ricky. Coming up here in a few minutes, we do have comedian Rick Trevino. He's going to be at Cap City Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. So we'll get to know Steve just a little bit and hopefully help sell some tickets to Cap City tonight.
Yeah.
Also, of course, today on the show, we do have Tinder Time at 11:30. The Schwitz, it's sponsored now, so we have no excuse not to do it. That's at 11:50. Shooting the Bull, of course, at 12:30. And then this is my last show for the next week. I'm in Chicago all next week, so we'll not only talk about weekend plans, but also my vacation plans and whether or not I try to hit up a farmer's market in the Windy City.
Whether or not you go to that Dallas Wing Chicago Sky game that we've got a nice little wager on next Wednesday night. Come on, baby.
The loser. So this is a lose-lose for both of us because both of us have to go to a San Antonio Wings basketball game.
No, but Silver Stars. The Wings are Dallas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
San Antonio.
Silver Stars basketball game. But whoever loses has to go as an outright fanboy. Painted up, cheering loudly, not necessarily cussing, but cheering loudly enough that it possibly gets us kicked out of the game. That's the deal right there.
I really hope Dallas wins this one. The kale smoothie I could do, the jalapeno, habanero pepper, whatever I could do, but I don't know if I can stomach a WNBA game, man. That's tough.
It's going to be especially tough if you're having to cheer hardcore for it, too. You're having to cheer hardcore for a San Antonio team. That's the deal.
Can I cheer for the other team? Would that be more interesting?
Right. Joining us right now on the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline, you just heard me give him a mention. He is Steve Trevino, nationally known comedian. I believe he's based out of L.A. these days, but he is a Texas boy originally. He's touring all over the country doing his stand-up act. And that's after he released a Netflix special called Relatable at the start of the year. So I'm assuming it's a lot of new material, if not all new material, this time around. And he will be at Cap City tonight and tomorrow for 8 and 10:30 shows. Go to capcitycomedy.com to buy your tickets. Steve, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
Well, I listen to you, and we're talking about the WNBA, really?
Well, we're talking about losing a bet and having to go to a WNBA game. Have you ever been to a WNBA game before, Steve?
If I lost a bet, I would go to a WNBA game.
Just making sure we're all on the same page up there, Steve.
Exactly. Now, yeah, Steve, you are from Texas.
You want WNBA to be interesting, you start lowering that rim to about 8 foot, and let's see some girls dunking, and maybe I'll go.
Steve, you're exactly right about that. If you look at volleyball, women's volleyball is as popular, if not more so, than men's volleyball because the parameters of the field of play fit what they can do athletically. And people take offense when you say lower the rim, but there is reason for that because you want them to be able to play at the level that the men do.
No, 100%. And by the way, I think women's volleyball is more popular than the WNBA because I don't know if you've seen the hot pants they wear. And volleyball players versus basketball players, big difference in the view, buddy.
that does not hurt, and the sand version of that sport makes those reasons even better. Now, Steve, you are from Texas originally, although I do believe that you live out in L.A. now. Where exactly are you from in Texas?
Man, I grew up in Gregory, Portland, Texas, which is right outside of Corpus Christi, and then recently the wife and I just got a place in New Braunfels, Texas, so we're spending a lot more time back in my home country of Texas, so it's really good to be back, and it's good to be performing in the capital of our great country.
Congrats, man. That's great. Now, living out in L.A. as long as you did, but being from around Corpus Christi, which is the home of Whataburger, how often did you get into it with Californians about In-N-Out versus Whataburger?
Oh, man, that was an everyday. I used to love their big debate was, well, In-N-Out has special secret sauce. I go, dude, it's not a secret. It's called Thousand Islands. It's not a secret sauce.
That's
Relax.
A great point.
And in order for an In-N-Out burger to fill me up, I got to get four meats and four cheeses because they're freaking tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's I'm with you 100%. Go ahead, Steve.
By the way, Whataburger is open 24 hours a day so that when I'm drunk, I can go and sober up. So until In-N-Out can do any of those things, it's done.
All right, what's your go-to at Whataburger? You an all-time favorites guy, or are you just a traditional, you know, 1 through 5 guy?
No, I'm a number one with cheese, no pickles, no tomatoes, onions, toast the bun twice, baby.
Toast the bun twice.
Wow. That's a nice, unique twist.
Well, you know what? And I don't know if you're probably not aware of this, but I'm in a beef with Whataburger at the moment because Whataburger's social media team stole one of my jokes.
Oh.
No way.
What joke did they steal?
Yeah. I do a joke about, coming home after my wife told me she didn't want anything and then her eating my French fries when I get home. And they did a meme pretty much verbatim of my joke. So then I jokingly called them out on my social media. And then my fans got involved. And then Whataburger just wouldn't even reply back.
Oh, you got to get some free food out of that, man. You got to finagle your way to a bunch of double toasted buns out there.
Yeah, at least a free French fry, right?
No doubt about that. Speaking of social media, you can follow Steve at Mr. Steve Trevino on Twitter. And he is performing at Cap City Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night. Now, so you're just making the small drive up from New Braunfels then to come into Austin for the next couple nights then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been going back and forth, man. I've been on the river all week. And, I just love being home, man. There's nothing better than Texas, in my opinion. So it's been real nice to be going up and down. Look, don't get me wrong, I love Austin, but, Austin can be a little weird for me, so I just kind of hang out in New Braunfels,
No doubt. You get the best of both worlds because you can go down to San Antonio when you really want to. Austin is very accessible, of course. And I wanted to ask you about the Netflix special that came out just after the first of the year. Relatable is what it's called. What has the feedback been for you so far from people who have had a chance to check that out?
Oh, man, it's been huge. We're actually working on filming another special for Netflix at the moment. And, my little videos went, we're over 130 million views on my little clips from that special. So, we're selling out everywhere we go, and it's been really cool and overwhelming, man. We, last night on a Thursday, it was sold out. First show tonight is sold out. There's tickets for the second show tonight and second show tomorrow. So things are great, man. I can't complain. And it's really cool to, my special when, I really talk about being from Texas, and it translates all over the world, man. I'm getting fans from Australia, Singapore, Canada. It's been really cool.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, according to your website, you kind of are the new voice for the 21st century Mexican-American. I kind of want, for our listeners out there who, maybe are looking for something to do this weekend and trying to get out to Cap City, what's kind of your bit? Give them a little bit of a taste of what you got going on when you get up on stage.
Well, look, man, I talk about the wife, and I tell people all the time, like for example, recently we went to go visit a friend of mine, right? We go visit him. He's never been married. You follow me? Mm-hmm. This dude has cars, trucks, motorcycles, a pool table. We leave his house, and my wife goes, "Oh, my God, Donnie's rich." And I look at her, and I go, "Do you see what he doesn't have? A you."
A you.
Donnie's living like Batman, and I've got towels I can't touch, pillows I can't sleep on, and candles I can't light.
So one of us is laughing harder at that, Steve, than the other is. That's because I am the 39-year-old with wife and two young children. My co-host here is 23 and plans on dying alone. So that is just singing,
yeah, well,
and I think it's just reaffirming what he plans to do with the rest
of his
life.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to be your friend, in that story and not be you. Have to worry about which candles I can and can't light.
Yeah, well, buddy, you're 23. Enjoy your life now, because one day this woman's going to walk in your life, and she's not going to leave.
Nah, I won't. I'm not letting no woman take any Whataburger fries from me. I can tell you that. That ain't happening.
Steve, have y'all gone down the kids route yet, or is it just you and the wife right now?
No, we've got a little boy, 21 months old, and my wife says that we need a daughter now, and I'm like, I don't think so. I can't imagine my wife having a backup bitch. So, right now it's just a little boy, and we're talking about that on stage a lot. So, my show's for the married man. If you're married and you got a kid, come to my show, and I will say all the things that you can't.
and you said that the 8 o'clock shows for the next two nights are sold out, but there are still tickets available for 10:30 at Cap City Comedy Club. Go to capcitycomedy.com. Speaking with comedian Steve Trevino right now.
Yeah, Steve, so as a South Texas guy who probably never lived in the big city when you were growing up, what was it like living out in L.A. and in Hollywood? I mean, how did you guys get accustomed out there, and how did you survive living out in La La Land?
Well, first of all, I never got accustomed to it. And, you know, when you go from Texas to L.A. and I bought a house out there, right? I bought a house with a house behind the house so that I could rent the house behind the house. They rented the house behind the house, and then they didn't pay rent. And then I couldn't kick them out because in California they protect those people. And I always tell people, if this was Texas, I could walk in my house, shoot them both in the face, and the cops would come and go, why'd you do that? And I go, well, they wouldn't leave. And the cops would go, well, you got to do what you got to do. But I never adjusted, man. It's like my dad says, right? The land of the fruits and the nuts, buddy.
Oh, I love it. You got any stories of dealing with any of the fruits and the nuts out there? Any of the just wackos you had to deal with walking on the streets? And there's all kinds of jabronis, as I like to call them, out in Los Angeles. Any stories of encounters with those guys?
Oh, buddy, I couldn't even walk my dog on the street without running into one of these guys. You know, I'm walking my dog. Where'd you get it? Is it a rescue? Did you save that dog? I'm like, no. Do you see how my dog has confidence? You see how my dog's not afraid of you? Who gets a dog from jail? Nobody.
Yeah, you just get bred criminals is what it turns into. I've got one right now at my house. I can't trust this dog when we're not home. He tears everything up in my backyard, tears everything up if we don't kennel him up when we leave. And you're right, man. It's getting dog from prison. And while on one hand it's respectable to try and give an animal a home, on the other hand you have to understand the behavioral problems that are going to come along with it too.
Oh, 100%. And look, I'm not against adopting a dog, but there's paperwork involved. Let me get this straight. I want a dog. You have one. Give it to me. End of transaction. You know, they started asking me questions. Are you going to walk it? Like, I don't understand how that matters. I'm not going to walk this dog, so you're not going to give it to me? Why don't we ask the dog what it wants? Why don't we ask the dog if it wants to come to my house and do nothing or stay here with you and die?
So true. Yep. All right, Steve Trevino joining us right now. He is a comedian. He has a Netflix special called Relatable, came out after the first of the year. Working towards another Netflix special now, too. You can see him at Cap City Comedy Club. The 8 o'clock shows tonight and tomorrow are sold out. There are still tickets available for 10:30, though.
Yeah, no doubt. And I want to ask you, Steve, I mean, you said you settled in San Marcos. Why there? I mean, of course, there's a guy from South Texas.
We're in New Braunfels, you know. We love Green Hall. Yeah, you know, we love the river. We love Green Hall. We love, and for me, you know, I fly out every week to work. So being in between San Antonio and Austin really helps me out flights-wise. So that's why we picked New Braunfels. We just love it as a community and a place to raise our kids, you know. But I want to say this before I go, and I'm making a prediction, and you guys can call me back when it happens. Okay. I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. Let me go ahead and clear that up.
There you go. I know.
But I have a feeling the Cowboys are going to have a bad season this year.
All right. I have that same feeling, Steve. That defense played way over their heads last year. Sophomore slumps exist for a reason, and their two most important pieces on offense will be second-year players. I feel what you're saying there, Steve.
I take it back. I don't know how much I like you anymore, Steve.
Steve, do you have any other...
Look, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'm also realistic, and I think the sophomore slump's going to hurt us a little bit. You know?
Yeah. Do you have any other hardcore sports allegiances, Steve, either college or professional?
Well, you know, my niece is at Texas A&M. I'm real proud of her, so I've been rooting for the Aggies and you know, of course, the Dallas Cowboys and, you know, the San Antonio Spurs, man. I'm in love with those guys. And Popovich, I love Popovich as a coach. And, you know, I went to several games this season, and it was just watching him coach and watching the way that he runs that team is phenomenal. And I just, that's one of the things I enjoy watching is good coaching and a good team. And the Spurs are just a good team, you know.
Did you see that the Spurs, they signed Rudy Gay this morning?
No, I didn't see that, really.
Yeah, so the Spurs have been sitting back. They're not making these outrageous moves that some of the other teams are. New York Knicks signing Tim Hardaway Jr. contract. Come on. But they got Rudy Gay on a two-year deal. I think he fits in perfectly with that scheme. You guys should be really happy with that.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I think he's waiting to see what Parker and Ginobili are going to do. Because if Parker and Ginobili retire, that opens up crazy amounts of money, and that could change everything.
That's a good point. Steve, I want to ask you, the movie poster, if you will, for your Netflix special, Relatable, is you're wearing a shirt that says you are not a man until you have a woman telling you what to do and you're holding a bunch of shopping bags. You know, how'd you come up with that idea and that concept, and what's your meaning behind that?
Well, you know, I can't tell you how many times I find myself sitting in a Macy's by the mannequins holding my wife's bags, you know, so that just kind of became the theme of what I talk about on stage, is just being a married man. And, you know, that was a line that I said on stage where I go, you know, you 23-year-olds, you think you're a man? I go, you're not a man until you have a woman telling you what to do. And then, you know, I just like, man, that should be a T-shirt. So we turned it into a T-shirt, and we ended up putting it on the cover of the DVD, and it's just done really well. I think, you know, like you said, man, 39 years old and married and kids, and you just become that. So, you know, that's what I talk about on stage.
Steve, you're the fourth comedian that we've had on this summer. We've had Andrew Santino, Sarah Tiana, Sam Tripoli as well, and I'm always fascinated to hear about the creation process for somebody who does this for a living, stands up on stage, and is required to make a room full of strangers laugh. So how does that process typically go for you? Are you somebody who carries around a notebook in your back pocket, writing things down that you encounter throughout the day? Is it something where you've just got a good enough memory that you think about it, and later on that night you maybe try and expand on it a little bit? How does that work for you?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of writing on stage. I don't have a notepad. I don't have a notebook. You know, something happens in my life, and I go, oh, man, I think that I can turn that into something really funny. And then I go on stage, and I flirt with it a little bit on stage and see if it gets some laughs. And then if it does get laughs, I hang on to it. And then, you know, several months later, we've got ourselves a new piece or a new bit. But, you know, I'm a storyteller, so I have to live life in order for me to come up with new bits. And the life that I live is married kids, so when something happens with the kid or the wife and I go, man, that can be really funny, I take it on stage. And, you know, all the comics that you mentioned, man, that talk about a good pedigree, they're all Comedy Store people, Santino and Tripoli and Sarah Tiana. I mean, they're all really talented, funny comedians, and we all just have a very different process. But then, you know, for example, Sarah Tiana, I walked off stage one day and she comes up to me and she goes, you need to do this. And what if you did this? And because of something that she told me, helped me create an entire bit around it. And,
wow.
You know, as comedians, we help each other. And Tiana was one of those that you know, was like, and by the way, we all played on the Comedy Store softball team. So Tiana's one hell of a softball player, by the way.
So she's going to be at Cap City next week, and we're trying to get her in studio. We had her over the phone previously, but if and when she comes in studio next Thursday, we'll have to ask her a little bit more about that.
Oh, man, you know what? You're going to love having her in studio. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's a class act. She's really, really funny, and she's just a good all-around person, and you don't find that very much in Hollywood, but it could also be because she's a Southern girl.
There is absolutely something about that, and that's what we sensed in speaking with her as well. And final thing here for Steve Trevino, this is what we ask every guest that we have on the show, and hopefully this won't be the last time that we get to speak with you, Steve, especially now that you're back in the area. You're a sports fan, of course, and you've got a lot of funny stuff to say, so we're always looking for regular people like that to speak with. But we have something called 6 Degrees of Conversation. It's quite frankly, it's how we went from Andrew Santino to Sarah Tiana to Sam Tripoli, and now we ask you, Steve Trevino, if you could recommend somebody for us that you know that you think might make for a great next guest on our show, who would that be?
Brett Ernst.
Say that again?
Brett Ernst. Brett Ernst is a Cowboys fanatic. He's a hell of a comedian, and he played D1 football. He's just a great guy, great comedian, good friend of mine. I will put you guys in touch with Brett Ernst. You'll love having him on. and the guy is a riot. And, I mean, he's a diehard Cowboys fan. You'll love talking to him. And, by the way, guys, you're going to love this. Last week I'm in Ohio, and somebody starts O-H-I-O in the audience.
Oh, gosh.
And I look at him, and I go, relax, you're overrated. And then the audience starts to boo, and I go, why don't you call me when you get in the SEC? And they just got quiet.
Oh my! How did the rest of that set go?
Oh, it went well. It went well. I don't.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. Good.
Like I told him, I go, look, guys, I'm not gonna jump on the Ohio State bandwagon so that I can earn some fans. I am who I am. You know what I mean?
That's, you know what, the honesty, the brutal honesty works, and you shut up a room full of hecklers at the same time. So well done, Steve Trevino. Please do check out. Go ahead.
Ohio State's always they're overrated. Their division's weak.
They're overcooked most years, no doubt about that, even with the national championship from a few years ago. Steve Trevino has been joining us for the last 20 minutes or so. Check out his Netflix special, Relatable. Go to his website, stevetrevino.com, and check him out at Cap City Comedy Club this weekend. 10:30 shows, rather. Still tickets available for those, capcitycomedy.com. Steve, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Well, thank you, guys, and a big shout-out to all the boys in blue. Thank you for your service.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
There
Steve Trevino, that was great stuff.
Yeah, man. That's
I'm gonna have to check out his Netflix special when I get
home
tonight.
Absolutely relatable. He's got another one coming up. He said two, and once again, Cap City Comedy Club tomorrow, or I should say tonight and tomorrow. Tickets to the 10:30 showing still available.
A man who's beaten down by the wife, the one kid already, maybe a second kid eventually on the way. Look, he talks about having the son and the wife wanting the daughter. I've got that set up right now.
Yeah.
The daughter's the older one, but I got the son and the daughter, and it's fun.
And I love how all of our guests come on and say, like, oh, one of these days this is going to happen to you. It's just like, well, every story I hear about it makes me want it less. Makes me want to get married less and have kids less. It's not going to happen.
What about when I talk about it, though?
It's not going to happen.
What about? But my life is amazing, though. Do you believe that lie?
Dude, you get stuck working with a 23-year-old. That sucks.
I mean,
your
no,
life is amazing.
I enjoy working with you. You and I get to mess with one another. We get to have reckless bets where the loser has to go paint it up to a WNBA game,
yeah,
and the winner gets to film the whole thing, trying to get thrown out of it.
By the way, that habanero pepper coming out the other
night. Fire in the hole?
No problem at all.
What?
No problem at all. Matter of fact, I went to Popeye's last night to celebrate National Fried Chicken Day.
That was a disgusting display you tweeted out.
How about that?
Popeye's is great food.
16 pieces of fried chicken.
Did you eat all that?
5 biscuits, 3 large sides.
Did you eat all that?
Two people.
Okay.
Me and a buddy.
Okay.
So eight pieces of Popeye's chicken.
Damn,
2.5 biscuits, basically a side and a half. It's good stuff, man.
Where was that with the hot dog eating contest last week?
I can't eat that fast. I can't be just shoving it down. It was a nice pace to the Popeyes.
So you're saying if we were to do like a food competition marathon, you would wreck shop.
It'd be game over.
Okay.
I mean, there's a challenge out there. Apparently, spending $20 at Taco Bell, like, that's something hard to do. It's like the appetizer for me, man. That's easy. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our man Zach Z back in studio will lead us through Tinder time. We will talk some Texas football, of course, the announcement from Tom Herman and company, which 4 Longhorns will be headed up to Big 12 Media Days in Frisco in a couple of weeks. We'll talk some of that. We'll talk some NBA free agency as well. We're hoping Ricky Williams can come by and spend a few minutes with us here. But we're out at the Hyatt Lost Pines Wolf Dancer Golf Club. Mullet Open, the 17th annual Mullet Open, the golf tournament Bucky Godbolt puts on. Come out here. We've got Rudy's if you want to join us for lunch. Golden Chick for dinner as well. And just check out this place in general, man. Lost Pines. This is it is beautiful what Hyatt has done back here. A resort just less than an hour away from Austin, Texas. You can't beat that. Coming up next, though, it is Tinder time. We'll be back. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK. This is The Horn.
Back here on Midday with Trey and BK, live from the Mullet Open Wolf Dancer Golf Course, Hyatt Lost Pines.
Hey, little Kev just walked by, man.
Little Kev is an institution in and of himself, and I've never been out to this Hyatt Lost Pines and the golf course. This is beautiful, man. I know you said you've been out here a couple times. This, though, this takes the cake in terms of resorts here in Central Texas for not only a place to come play golf, but also come hang out and just do a lot of fun things with your family. I saw some horse riding going on,
yeah,
bike riding. There's a lazy river apparently someplace.
I'm getting in that for sure.
Where's the lazy river?
I don't know what strings I have to pull, who I have to talk to, but since I'm not golfing today, I'm going to be out here all day. I'm going to have to go in that lazy river. It's too hot.
Did you bring a swimsuit?
I'm wearing khaki shorts. It'll be fun.
You're going to jump in khaki shorts.
What's wrong with that? I mean, I can't go like I can't go nude. I can't skinny dip. There's kids around. I can't go boxers. It's a problem.
Are you a boxer guy or boxer brief guy, tidy whitey guy?
We're rocking the boxers today, I believe.
Okay. Go in the boxers, man. Have a little bit of respect for your khaki shorts.
Dude, I got these at Goodwill for $5. It's all right.
Nonetheless, still
the,
have...
The button is already gone. The button is gone off these shorts. I just got a belt holding them up. There's no button.
What, if you adopted your kid all of a sudden? Are you not going to have as much respect for that kid as you would if you actually birthed your own child?
I'm not having any kids regardless, so it doesn't matter. That's not what I said. But no, I just want to get in the water, man. It's nice out here. And yeah, this course is beautiful. I mean, it's open, too. It's a public course. Just because it's at a resort doesn't mean anybody can't come out and play. It is really nice. I've had the privilege. One of my buddies had his birthday party deal out here. His parents would pay for four of us to come out here and golf and chill for a night. And it's a great course, man. I mean, it kicks my ass, I'll be honest. Like, you know, Peter Pan mini golf kicks my ass. But it's still a fun time, and it's nice out the heart of summer. So we're excited to be out here without a doubt.
Specs text line is 337-3776. You can follow us on Twitter. He is at Brad Kellner. I am at Courtesy Wave. Zach back in the studio. Is soccer is a sport?
No, it's not.
And
can y'all hear me eat? Is this bad? This is probably bad radio etiquette to be taking bites of this Rudy's barbecue.
You know what? I almost choked on the sausage that I was shoving in my mouth right before we came back on. As I started to speak, I had to like clear my throat just a little bit.
No,
like
phrasing.
Mouth, so that's all right. Yeah, you knew that was coming today.
Coming up later this hour, we do have the Schvitz at 11:50. Also, Tinder Time coming up here in a few minutes. Ricky Williams may be joining us at some point in the noontime hour. Also, Shooting the Bull at 12:30, and we'll get our weekend plans at the end of the show, as well as what I may be doing on my vacation to Chicago. Drink up. That begins tomorrow. Specs text line really quickly, though, before we get to Tinder Time. This whole WNBA thing is way too much. Please cancel that bet. I don't want to see either of you having to do that. Nope, the bet has been made. We're degenerate gamblers on this show for a reason. If the Dallas WNBA team, I don't even remember mascots at
this
point.
Come on, the Wings, the Dallas Wings.
Is that Wings
with a Z? Skylar
Diggins
is on the team.
Wings with a Z?
Beautiful. No, it's an S. Wings with an S.
If the Dallas Wings with a V for the wing, the first part of the wing, versus the Chicago.
I know the American Airlines Center where the Mavs play wouldn't take them.
Versus the Chicago team. What is it, the Chicago Skies with a Z?
No, just the Sky.
Is it Sky with like two I's instead of a Y?
Not like six Y's, like a middle school girl would send hey in a text.
Hey!
It's just Sky, one Y. That's all it is.
But if the Chicago
team
wins...
Chicago sucks this year.
While
I'm going to win
Chicago,
this bet.
That game is in the Windy City, though, so I have a chance to win this bet. It's not good chances.
What do you think? What do you think? It's WNBA. What kind of home court advantage do you think you're getting there? You think it's going to be a sellout crowd?
I don't know. According to the AP a couple weeks ago, the Dallas team was soaring in the WNBA rankings. It went all the way up to number 6 from 8 or 9.
Well, there's 12 teams in the league. Can you really call that soaring?
Can you call anything going on in the WNBA soaring?
All right, easy. Come on. Show your specs.
All right, let's hit Tinder Time. It is that point in the show where we do the radio version of the popular dating app. Of course, if you as a single person or a married person who's a real scumbag get on Tinder, you look at pictures of the opposite sex, you swipe right if you want to find out more about that person, possibly contact them, or swipe left if you want nothing to do with that individual after you see the picture. The radio version of that, of course, because you can't see what we're doing, is Zach C., our great producer, back in the studio right now, reads the sports headlines. We swipe right if we want to find out more, talk about it, swipe left if it's a soccer story, or if we want nothing to do with it otherwise. And what's up first today, Zach?
All right, guys, I'm going to file this first one in What is Wrong with America Today, because the headline reads, Girl Gets Offended at Braves Game Because of a KKK Sign Recording the Number of Strikeouts.
Aye.
No, that's not real, is it?
That has to be fake news. It has to be fake news. There's no way.
Aye, that's not good. So what do we have? What do we have? Three strikeouts, and the girl saw the sign and was upset?
Hold on. We have somebody who can better express his opinions on matters versus us. So is that offensive, having a three-strikeout game represented by the K sign? Is the KKK, does that strike you as bad? Not okay? All right, you know what?
Okay.
It's not okay.
Not okay.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
Well, is one of them a backwards K, though, for a strikeout looking?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's still three Ks in a row, and I'm no longer okay with it.
Yeah, just we're going from 2 to 4 from now on.
two to four. Yeah, it's
2 to 4.
It's like the 13th floor in elevators.
She's actually...
Yeah, you just skip right over it.
She wants them to change the letter of the strikeout to maybe be an R or a T or maybe some kind of symbol.
No, we're not going to do that, lady.
What about an S?
What is this girl's first baseball game, and she's already trying to change the entire sport?
What about an X? X means out.
Why not?
It's a K, man. It's always been a K.
I don't know.
Come on.
Why is it a K? Do we know why it's a K?
No, I don't know. Someone will text in and explain
somebody
it to
text
us.
In. Specs text
so
in.
What? Is there anything going on with this? Anything going on with this story, or is she just complaining about it? Like, is anybody taking a listen to this?
No, she's just complaining about it. It showed up on Twitter. People were freaking out over nothing. It looked like it was on Snapchat originally, but you never know.
You damn millennials. You damn millennials with your Snap face and your MyChat and your FaceTimes and whatever you guys are using these days.
You realize this is changing at some point in the next 5 years, right?
The K?
Yeah.
I don't know. If the Redskins are still around for as long as that's been an issue, if you will, then I think we're okay with this.
No, that is an issue. The Redskins thing is an issue. It's belligerent racism. Even if it's not intended to be, it is a racist name.
So
I'm sorry.
What do you want them to be called?
Something other than the Redskins.
Yeah, but it's history, you know?
Do we want to go back to separate water fountains
no.
right now? What are you talking
All
about
right.
here?
I don't know.
Evolved from these ignorant ways that things
so
once were.
What about
were.
The Indians, the Cleveland Indians? We got to get rid of that too?
I have a bigger problem with the mascot head, the Chief Wahoo
Chief
mascot
Wahoo.
Head than anything. Although, look, just, yeah, get away from Indians. Pick something different.
They did get rid of the Chief Wahoo, though. Now the primary logo is the sea. So they kind of have been avoiding that. I mean, it's not
no,
completely
you're
gone.
No, you're right,
and
that's at least a positive step in that direction.
Yeah. All right, Zach. What? Jeez, that's. I don't even want to talk about that. What else is that? What we got for Tinder?
All right, guys. Next story. Tom Brady is writing a self help book about how to become Tom Brady. You know, he's turning 40 on August 3rd, but his new book is going to be called The TB12 Method. You guys going to buy
swipe
it?
Swipe right for sure. Swipe right.
Swipe
yeah.
right.
Come on, Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. He lives the perfect life. He's 40, still the best player in his sport, married to Giselle, supermodel. He's living the dream, man. I want to be like that. Well, I don't get jealous or envious of people, but that's a dude right there. Come on, man.
Any details on what exactly is offered up in this book, Zach?
Now, yeah,
he does
so here's
drink a lot of kale, by the way.
Oh, he does.
Healthy stuff, which I don't know if I could follow that.
He has a nightshade rule. There are certain vegetables that are called nightshades that he avoids because it leads to inflammation.
Certain vegetables that he avoids?
Yeah, they're called nightshades. Eggplant, tomato, peppers. I forget what else is on the list. I think potatoes may be on that list as well.
So he's not a part of the habanero pepper bet. He doesn't
no,
be doing that
no,
kind of stuff.
No, he'll avoid that one. What are some of the type of advice that is given in this book, Zach?
Well, here I'll read you a bit from the blurb that they posted. The TB12 method is an quote athlete's Bible end quote that reveals Brady's methods and approaches to sustained peak performance for people of all ages.
A lot of it is going to revolve around the diet. I can guarantee you that. And also having enough money to just not just take time away from home or work or whatever, but to really get away, to go to Costa Rica, play basketball with Michael Jordan, right?
Well, he did the sumo wrestling stuff he was doing a month ago.
Yeah, go train with sumo wrestlers in Japan. I'm wondering how realistic most of this advice is going to be for the average person.
I'm going to wait until the SparkNote version comes out of that. I'm not really trying to read that much. You know how I am with books.
You are a big SparkNote guy,
well,
which I guess is the new version
I'm
of
not
CliffsNotes.
I'm not really a CliffsNotes guy. I mean, I just had to be in school. Like, I was supposed to be reading stuff. It's not like I do that now for fun. I don't care about books.
I have a book for you that you may actually enjoy.
No, I'm not going to read it. You don't have to save it. Is it made into a movie? I'll watch the movie.
It's Vin Baker's biography. Seriously, I just read it because we may be having Vin Baker on the show in the next couple weeks. That dude went to hell and back.
Are there pictures in the book?
There's a picture on the cover.
Then I'm out. I need pictures in the book. How many pages? Is it less than 20 pages?
No, it's not a long read though. It's not a bad read, man. I need to get you to read a book one of these days. If nothing else, maybe read a Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption, the novella by Stephen King that the movie that you just watched 2 days ago was based upon.
See, I'm more willing to eat the habanero pepper or drink the kale smoothie than I am to read a book as part of a lost bet.
That's gonna be a betting stake.
No, that's where I'll stop.
You're gonna have to give a book report.
No, book report. We're gonna have to write this down. Do the bibliography works cited page.
No, don't work cited. You just talk about the book that you read.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to skip through it. I'm going to cliff notes it just for the show.
All right, Zach, anything else today?
That's all we got time for, guys.
Thank you as always for Tinder Time, Zach. Coming up, it is the Friday version of our 11:45, 11:50 segment. It is our version of the Blitz. We call it the Schvitz. It's coming up right here on Midday with Trey and BK on the Horn. Back here on Midday with Trey and BK. We're playing some Beck Loser coming out right now. Why is that, Zach?
He's celebrating your birthday
gonna be on
over the weekend.
On Wednesday, fool. Oh, who is? You are?
Beck.
Oh, Beck.
Where's Beck playing?
No, he is celebrating a birthday.
It's a birthday.
Celebrating a birthday.
Yeah,
okay, sorry. It's difficult
much.
To hear you out here when Brad is
I keep
just
cutting him off.
Yammering away.
Sorry, Zach. That's on me, man.
We are out at the Mullet Open, Wolf Dancer Golf Course, Hyatt Lost Pines. This is all benefiting the Burke Center for Youth. It's an amazing event. Tons of people starting to show up for these afternoon tea times. We were just speaking with Celester Collier, head basketball coach of the Bowie Bulldogs, for a few minutes here. He's very enthusiastic about a playoff team that he had this last season, returning 12 guys next year. So good for them.
Absolutely.
Reason for optimism, no doubt.
Great sports year for Bowie. Their football team made it pretty deep into the playoffs. Basketball team made it to the playoffs as well. So Bulldogs making things happen, man. In high school sports, I really got into it, you know, working at the station a little bit last year, Central Texas High School Sports. And there's some really talented teams out there, some really talented kids, and a lot of them will be playing at the next level too. So kudos to all you guys working hard over the summer, getting ready for sports to pick back up in the fall.
Yep, Bowie Bulldogs, a part of the Austin Radio Network High School Football Network umbrella that also includes Lake Travis, Vandegrift, and there may be another team that is announced before the start of football season, so keep your ears tuned in for that.
All right, so we'll wait a couple minutes for the Schwitzers to call, 447-3776.
Zach, do we have any Schwitzers?
No, we have to
Not
hit it at
currently.
Some point.
All lines are open.
Call in right now for the Schwitz. It's our version of the Blitz. We need your help here, as much as I hate to admit that.
Yeah, we've got a sponsor. We're going to have to play the sponsor regardless. So
either you guys
call, or we're just going to play the sponsor as part of the next commercial break or something like
that. No, we'll play it as part of the Schwitz intro, and then it's just going to be me doing my Jerry Seinfeld imitation. Right. What's the deal with all these different things that aren't even all that funny?
All right, so while these Schwitzers are calling in, what's your take on this Tom Herman, who he's bringing to Big 12 Media Days in a couple weeks up in Frisco? It is P.J. Locke,
Connor Williams,
Nashawn Hughes, and Michael Dixon, Aussie Mike, the punter. So no Shane Buechele, no Malik Jefferson.
I understand. That one is a little bit curious for me.
Why is that?
Well, I think it's the same rationale that Charlie used last year in not bringing Malik with him to Big 12 Media Days then. He did not bring Malik last year, correct? And what I wonder about that is if these guys realize that Malik is already being overcooked once again this preseason without really having the results even within the practice setting to back that up. And they're still trying to figure out how to best utilize him, and they don't want to put too much pressure on him at the start of the year before they have a chance to really use him in game situations and figure out the best way to allow him to unload on opposing offenses.
It is an interesting situation. I mean, you're talking about Malik Jefferson, who has pretty much been the face of the Texas football program since he's come on campus.
He's one of the most recognizable faces in college football. It's why he's considered a first-round pick next year.
Absolutely. You look at mock drafts, first-round pick. You look at preseason All-America polls. His name is there a lot. And we haven't really seen the level of play that we've wanted to see from Malik Jefferson really since the first half of his freshman year at UT. But if, in fact, he does leave after this year, Trey, that's 3 years of Malik Jefferson on campus. He'd been brought to Big 12 Media Days zero times, which is interesting because he's the most recognizable face right there. But Connor Williams deserves to be there. I mean, him and Michael Dixon are the two best players on this Texas football team. Regardless of what you think about punters, Michael Dixon had a hell of a year. Yeah. I mean, he was up for the Ray Guy Award as the best punter in the country last year, was a finalist for that. Connor Williams, I mean, we're seeing reports out there that if he was draft eligible this year in 2017,
he would have been the best tackle.
He would have been the first offensive lineman taken in the draft, which is great to hear. It's great news for Texas fans trying to protect the left side of Shane Buechele. And then you've got P.J. Locke, who Tom Herman has raved about since he's come on campus. P.J. Locke had a great year as a nickel corner last year, kind of burst onto the scene.
He was the MVP of the defense the second half of the season.
Tom Herman, he's said stories where he's called his parents and thanked them for raising such a good kid. So you understand why P.J. Locke is there. Tom Herman loves him. The one that kind of sticks out is Nashawn Hughes, who is a physical freak. I mean, he looks like a dude who could wreak havoc in any backfield at any time. He looks like he's ready to play at the next level this very day. But he's another one of those guys where you've always wanted more. He's left you wanting more. Hasn't quite been consistent on the field. He's the one right there where I'm a little surprised it's him and not Malik Jefferson.
Give me a second to explain this comparison, but he is this year's Kent Perkins. Kent Perkins ended up at Big 12 Media Day last year because you do want to have that senior presence if you have guys speaking to the media. Nashawn is somebody that they believe that they can finally get him to fulfill those expectations, or a John Harris type if you want to go back to Charlie Strong's first year. He is somebody who's gotten to a senior year now. He's shown flashes, but he's also had plenty of letdown to go along with it. And this coaching staff, I love their confidence in thinking so. They believe that they can turn Nashawn into a breakout player that ends up getting drafted next April.
He's got everything seemingly capable to become a breakout player. I wouldn't mind that John Harris comparison coming true, because Harris had, what, a 1,000-yard year his senior year? It's kind of when he burst onto the scene, following what being brought to a Big 12 media days. But you're right. They need a senior there, I guess, is the thought process. And look, I don't have any problem with this. I think people are making too big of a deal about this. No Shane Buechele as well. A lot of people are up in arms about that. There's four other schools in the Big 12 not bringing a quarterback to Big 12 Media Day, so that's not a big deal to me.
You know what that is? That's taking added pressure off of Shane Buechele in the quarterback position. It's the same thing that happened last year in the preseason when you saw reports coming out that Tyrone Swoops was ahead in the quarterback competition. Even though Tyrone ended up, Tyrone started the first series for Texas, didn't he? No, it was Shane Buechele. It was Buechele who started the first series. But you saw those reports coming out just to ease some of the pressure on Shane Buechele entering the season. This is doing the same thing. I guarantee you, if Shane remains a starter throughout the year this year, he will be one of those voices representing Texas at Big 12 Media Days in 2018.
Yeah, I mean, you look, there's five quarterbacks coming. There's Mason Rudolph, who is clearly the best player on Oklahoma State.
Yep.
James Washington,
too, but you're right, yeah.
Jesse Ertz of Kansas State, who
he's their leader.
I hope that is not the Taysom Hill of this era, by the way, because some of the stuff he did against Texas last year, Jesse Ertz with like a half separated shoulder, all the ridiculous. The dude was juking out our linebackers, man. He was making Texas' defense.
More on our linebackers.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, Baker Mayfield will be there. He's the face of the Oklahoma football program right now. Joel Lanning at Iowa State and Kenny Trill at TCU. But five
Lanning,
of the schools,
I understand. Trill is an interesting one. I think that shows a lot that Gary Patterson believes that he's truly grown up as a human being, much less a quarterback, willing to let him face the fire of the media, Big 12 Media Days.
And what I do think, this is also part of, I think, what you and I and most Texas fans think is a facade. Like, we all believe that Shane Buechele was going to be the starting quarterback, but Tom Herman has not made the announcement yet.
He's the quarterback.
So, exactly.
Tom Herman plays games, which is fine. That's
so
his coaching style.
I think part of the game playing deal, right? Yeah. If he brings Shane Buechele to Big 12 Media Days, then he's implying that Shane Buechele is the starting quarterback
right.
in Texas. So I guess that is the other part of Buechele not being there. But plus, he's a sophomore. And, you know, should things go right, he'll have two more years of going to this thing.
All right, let's hit the Schwitz.
It's a Shanda and a Hopper. Fair does the leg in the table. It's by the cup and dead. Baruch atah Adonai.
The Schwitz.
Oh, yeah. It's the best music we play on this station throughout the week, man. No religious bias involved there at all.
It's the midday show's version of the popular morning and afternoon show bits. It is the Schwitz. It happens every Friday at 11:50. And we haven't had callers in a few of these weeks.
Oh,
let's
boy.
See. Do we have any Schwitzers today, Zach?
We got a couple. Let's try it.
All right. First off, let's fire off the sponsorship.
It's Client Appreciation Month at Sport Clips Haircuts. Get a double MVP for the price of an MVP, or cool it down and try the MVP on ice. Hurry. Ends July 31st. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Did he record again and just sound even more sad this time around?
Sport Clips is great, man. Why is he
Sport
so mad about Sport
great.
Clips? Come on, the MVP treatment? Why is he upset with that? Come on, Dave in the Cave?
Dave in the Cave. All right, first Fritzer, you're up today.
BK, would you be okay with the Washington Foreskins?
Ooh.
Better than Redskins.
What do you think the logo would be for that one? I'm not sure I want to know the answer to
a
that.
A shriveled up piece of flesh?
Yeah, well played. Was it... All right, well, I'll stop there. We can get on a little tangent that
yep.
we probably don't want to get to.
Good call. Next, Fitzer, you're up.
Yes, it's me again. You mean
Digger.
I got to pick time out the day during the middle of the day? Shout out to Desano and Opa Sausage. I'm here on the train on my way. Bye.
Desano's and Opa's. All right, Opa's
nice.
Is a great place.
He's coming here? Digger's coming out here?
I don't know if he's coming out here. He may be going back to where he hails from in New Orleans.
Oh, I got you. I don't know. Say he was on a train.
Or, you know what, maybe he's on the Metro line that goes from Cedar Park into downtown. Do we have any other Schwitzers today, Zach?
Last Schwitzer. God, you got to be careful with that.
Well, I know you do. Last Schwitzer, you're up.
Hey, I just was calling about the role reversal here. I'm pretty sure I thought BK was a millennial. Why are you so tore up about the Redskins and their a cultural appreciation?
No. You're misinterpreting somebody being overly sensitive about things versus somebody who understands what necessary human evolution is. And to allow something like this to continue, sure, it has been accepted by a certain amount of people up to this point, but it is still something that is highly racially insensitive. I'm sorry, it just is.
Yeah, I'm only cool with it being changed if it's the Foreskins, the Washington Foreskins.
I'm fine with that. Change it to the Redskin Potatoes.
Ooh.
Change your actual physical mascot to a Redskin Potato that's being peeled away, and all of a sudden that becomes a less bad mascot.
It's not the most intimidating thing in the world, a potato.
But as long as you – hey, you got the Fighting Irish, don't you?
Yeah, but they don't put a logo on their helmet for a reason.
They put that potato head Fighting Irishman on the
It's a gold dome.
On the logo.
Oh, yeah, that's an intimidated guy right there. That dude's about as yoked as I am.
He is, and he's got the raspy, like, goat boy beard, too.
What a mess. All right, thank you for those of you who schwitzed, the three of you. It means we got at least three listeners, which is always good to hear. But we are out at the Mullet Open, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, providing lunch. If you can find your way out here, man, come get some of this grub. I know a lot of these golfers are getting ready to hit the course about 1 o'clock, an hour out from now. Still waiting on Ricky Williams, but he is en route here, so hopefully by the time 1 o'clock hits, we'll be able to talk to him. What's up?
Route or route?
En route. I don't care.
Limit.
I'm not dealing with that. But coming up next, I don't know. We'll talk about something. We'll figure it out. We got a commercial break to do. It's midday. We're training BK. It's Friday. I'm lost. I'm tired. It's the horn.